Now we're speaking to a Rav Tzvi Pruzhansky Shlita, who will give over some of his personal impressions that he got from Rav Aaron, from which he's going to give us what inspiration he got personally from him. From this we could reflect on what effect the Rabban had on the Dor.
First, let me preface my remarks by saying that when I was a young Bach in Philadelphia, and Bachman would come to Lakewood, when the Bacha returned, the question was, did you give Shalom to Rav Aaron? It was a whole shaila, how to do it, are you going to bump into him, is he going to bump into you? It was Pashat Amara, it was Amara to give Rav Shalom. So the Bacha would come back, he said he waited by the tea room and he waited outside.
Who was the Rosh Hashiva in Philadelphia you're speaking to?
No, Bachman.
Oh.
Well, the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, the Rabbi, when they came for Shabbos to Lakewood, they wanted to know, did you give Shalom? The question, did you give Shalom? Who could give Shalom? He was such a Malach Alekim that Yepushua were afraid to go and give him Shalom.
What year was this approximately?
This was approximately in the around 1960, uh-huh. 59, 60, 61, and it was Parshat Kabbalah Gemara. I myself used to come to Lakewood for Simchas Torah. Before then, I came a few times Simchas Torah. I never gave Shalom. I would walk by and say good gentle like everyone else, because I followed the crowd. But to give him Shalom, it was Mamash Amara. So, and I can't ever recall feeling that with anybody else, with any other Gadol. Also, what I remember when I came to Lakewood, and I spent a few summers in Lakewood, 1958, 1959. Before I actually became a Talmud. Those summers I was here in the summertime, I originally came to learn a little extra, and I ended up, there was a day camp here, run by Lakewood Jungaman, Ram Shach Nezuka, and I was here for two summers. What struck me then was when Rabban would come in Friday night, before he came into the dining room to say Kiddush, he would walk into the kitchen to say good Shabbos to the cook. I remember the cook was Mrs. Schoenig. She was an almana. And in anticipation of her Baron's coming, she would straighten out her apron and she would pull down the tichel, make sure that not a hair stuck out. It was a hachana for the Gadol Adar. And he came in and he said good Shabbos. And you could see it was worth her work of a whole week just to get that good Shabbos. The personal good Shabbos from Rav Aaron. Then he would come and say Kiddush for the Olam, and for Shteitzach, what did he do by the Tish? They were talking and learning again tonight. I remember one of the Elder Yungalite told me, said many years later, Es Chatoy Ani Maske Hayayim, that he couldn't understand. Let us eat a little bit. Let us enjoy the Suda. The territory by Rav Aaron, that was the Dosik Vendeladen. There was no pshat, is that there's a time to learn and there's a time to have a little geschmack. The Einik Shabbos was done learning. Noch achidish, noch achidish, noch avot, noch avot. As far as I was here Simchas Torah, I used to watch Rav Aaron. Basically, he stayed in his place, from what I remember. And by Moshe Amos and Sarosi Amos, he would jump up a little bit. This minute that we have where we jump up, it's brought down, they say, in Sfarim. But Lamaisa, the Olam was following Rav Aaron, and he jumped up. He was an elderly man. She didn't jump up high. But the Olam, in my opinion, it became exaggerated. To say this inyan by Moshe Amos and Sarosi Amos, that we all jump up as high as we can. It's sort of an exaggeration, but the Ikavot was, it was following Rav Aaron's jumping. I also remember when they brought Rav Aaron, the minig where they have with the Rosh Yeshiva, go around with the Sefer Torah, or the Sifrei Torah, from the dining room to the Beis Medrash. Originally, in those years, the Beis Medrash was on 7th and Forest. The dining room was 6th and Private Way. So when they went from the dining room, Simchas Torah, the Davin Maariv, so they danced, and they would sing Sushar and Rosh Hashem. And Rav Aaron and his anivas didn't feel, they should do it for him. So they brought a Sefer Torah. So it was as if they were dancing in front of the Sefer Torah. That's where this minig started with dancing. Later on, it wasn't so negeah because the buildings were closed, but once it was a minig, I remember Pshner wanted to keep the minig of the Sushar and Meshech. And Lamaisa, we see it's one of the biggest things in town. On Simchas Torah, the whole stud comes, Anoshim Noshim Vitaf, and it's a big simcha, the Sushar and Roshechem. I remember in 1960, where I was a Talmud in Philadelphia, they dedicated the new building, and Rabban came to give a shiur. And the shiur was grada on Ksuba, if it's deraisa or not. And there were Mayim Mekemes, I think, were put up, and we try to follow along, but you know, how could we follow such a... He spoke with enlightening speed. I mean, I couldn't even mimic the words at the speed he would talk, and yet alone he came with the machshava. And I remember there was a senator who was sitting in the front of the Beis Medrash, and I'm sure he didn't understand a word he was saying, but he was transfixed. And as Rabban was saying this year, his face mamish turned red. I remember we had black and white pictures, and you could see his face was mamish red from the fire from Torah. That particular shiur, Rebellia, yes, the kasha, nobody knew. Rebellia said it so quick, and as soon as he said it, Rabban instantly, without thinking for a second, answered him. Later on, we asked one of the older Bachrim, what was Rebellia's comment? They told us Rebellia said the Rekivei Gezok Faket. And Rabban understood which of Rekivei he meant, and he went to answer him that it's not the Zeshvah. My mother told me there was a story yet, I think it was in Kletsk, where there was a bris, and the father...
Your mother was from Kletsk?
My mother, no. My mother was rather close with Rabban and the Rebbetzin, because my mother was involved with the Shidduch, with your Yankiv Katz and Gruner. My mother was actually the Shatzkinter. Uh-huh. And she always says, she tells us where the Rosh Hashiva sat, where the Rebbetzin sat, where she sat, where the Kala sat, and she was talking to Shatzkin. In fact, Rabbi Yankiv Katz, on the first, he was supposed to come, he never came. Here they're waiting, the Rosh Hashiva's waiting, and the Kala's waiting, and he never came, and he didn't even call. So my mother said, the next day he called. So my mother says, first Muzich Deli on Shvayim, then you'll tell me your excuse. It was a snow, he couldn't even get to a telephone. Anyway, years the Shidduch became, my mother was Taka the Shatmatan, and she Taka got a Gavalda Gebracha, and at that time she was close with Rosh Hashiva and with the Rebbetzin. So I guess she heard some stories. So there was a Maisa with in Kletsk, where there was a bris, and the father of the Rachanimo was on a trip. So they were Mechabit, they were Mechabit Ramam Tzandikos. He's sitting there ready, he's sitting there on the chair, he's Sandik, and all of a sudden the father comes in. Rabban gets up from the seat, he said his blood to the end. And he gave up to Sandikos. That's what I remember my mother telling me this story. Other stories in general about Rabban, I remember when we used to come for Simchas Torah, one of the years I came, they sold, it was a big gevir. I think his name was not Morgenstern. There was another gevir, not Hershkowitz. Hershkowitz was nifted much before. There was another gevir who came to Lakewood, and he gave a lot of money. He pledged $5,000 for this, and I remember he pledged $5,000 that the Eilim should learn Shas. And I remember Yanko Schiff then said the Eilim should get the money, and then he pledged $5,000 for Rabban to learn 25 lot. So the Eilim said, in 5 minutes, Rabban, he was learning by the stender. He did the 25 lot right there on the spot. Those were the years of Ring Bunim. They used to make a big, the Balabatim came, they would sell Ataresa, they would sell different things. And got it that year, I forgot his name, but he was nifty that year. He said he had a Gavaldi Guschus, because he pledged a lot of money as a Lifnei Moshe. Remember, that was the raid. You want just from Rabban or Rabban?
No, just from Rabban.
Just from Rabban. basically from what I
from your own closest possible.
Yeah. So I mean, I also he would be here Shabbosim. He would give the shiur. I would try and understand it. Never understood the shiur. Maybe I understood a few words.
What was the feeling that you? What did he inject into you that you remember that said, this is what I got?
I heard from Talmidim, I injected from me, I had a Gavalda Gemara from him. That's Damis. I couldn't even give him Shalom. And Eli, you know me, I'm not such a,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Guy.
Such a shy guy. I remember one of the Talmidim was telling me that during a Feher, he would put his arm around the Talmud. When a Bachar came for a Feher, he would put his arm around the Talmud. So like to make him, you know, feel good. I forgot the Bachar's name, but I remember who it was. Just forgot his name. My feelings, I was a younger Bach. I mean, I was 14 years old, 15 years old. And,
impressionable age.
I just, you know, remember that he was the Gadol Hadar, and we had a Gavalda Gemara from him, you know, to even give him Shalom. And we felt it was a chus just to see him.
Was the fact that you had that relationship that what brought you here to stay?
I can't say that. I mean, I was 14 years old. I came. I came afterwards. Let's see, what year did I came? I came myself in 1964. So I was about 19 years old when I came. Lakewood was the place. I mean, you came to Lakewood. I was in Philly. I went from Philly to St. Louis to Shmuel Feivelson. After Shmuel Feivelson, I came to Lakewood. That was in my case. Some guys did that. Some guys came straight to Lakewood. Some guys stayed in Philly a little longer. You know, I was rather 6 years in Philly, so I was ready for a change. And I went to Shmuel Feivelson for 2 years. Then I came to Lakewood. That's basically from what I remember.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Pruzanski. And